Welcome, everybody, to the Natural Insider Report. I'm your host, Jason Patterson, and also with host Wes Pruitt. Naturals take down the San Antonio Missions today, 4-0, capping a little bit of a hot streak here as the summer is starting to take hold here in July. And everybody, thank you for jumping on. We'll be back in just a second. And welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Jason Patterson, here with Wes Pruitt co-hosting today. Next week, he'll be taking the reins again. And so the Naturals kind of are in Groundhog Day mode a little bit. Start of the season, the first part of this season, 2-7. They did the same exact thing right after the mid-season break. 2-7, but now they've won 4 of 5. What's been some of the magic that's starting to kind of, I guess, kind of pull them out of the cellar a little bit?
Man, Jason, I mean, one of the things with this team is, you know, there's some places around Arkansas right now that are without power. One of those places is not Northwest Arkansas. This team's got power, and they got a lot of it. I don't know if they're dragging the rest of the state down or what. But they've hit 21 long balls in the last month of the season as a team. Tyler Tolbert has hit 5 of his total of 6 on the season in the last 30 days, one of which was a massive, massive grand slam to win the game just a few weeks back. It was 2 games back-to-back. We talked about it in our 2 games back-to-back where Tyler Tolbert had huge, huge, huge hits to win the game for the Naturals. But also, Peyton Wilson has hit 4 of his season of six within the last 30 days, Jason. And that's just from the plate. I mean, you look at it from a mound perspective, got a 4.48 ERA, which is 4th in the Texas League. But on the backside of that, they're 2nd in the league in strikeouts with 818 as a team. And, you know, Jason, we talk about it a lot of times on the show, the Naturals ladder, guys moving up and down within this organization. They've lost a good bit of starters, Jonathan Bolin and others throughout the season. I mean, it started at the very beginning of the season with the Royals organization having major pitching issues, still having it to this day. You're seeing a lot of movement within this organization, Jason. And on the mound, you still look at this team that's got a lot of talent throwing the ball.
You know, you talk about some of the problems at the major league level. They dealt Aroldis Chapman. They're literally their best player that they've got top to bottom, major league, minor league system, anywhere. That to me signals that they are going for a full gutting and a rebuild. And that's why you started to see some of those players at the end of June, 1st of July, start to make so many transitions. You've got guys that were moving around from Columbus to Quad City. You had guys from Quad City moving up, skipping the Naturals, going straight to Omaha. You had guys from the Naturals going to Omaha. You had guys from the Naturals get released. You had guys that were moving up into the Naturals to the Naturals team too. And when you have those types of shifts, that's where I think Tommy Shields is able to really use his experience into molding a team so quickly. I mean, you see it like with Sam Pittman, maybe with his roster turnover. The fans around here are used to it because you see Eric Musselman. He has almost a full gut rebuild of his roster every year. So those sorts of things we're kind of used to seeing anyway. But when you start to get some of those bats that you may not have had before, and mix those with some of the hotter bats that are in the lineup now, that's where I think you're starting to see a little bit more progression on the offensive end. Defensively, they get the ball across the plate. There's no doubt about that. The pitching is there. Starting pitching was kind of suspect on those first 2-3 innings, and then after that, it was pretty much all quiet waters for the rest of the game. I think that they're starting to kind of expand, I guess, I would kind of say, trying to think of the word here, move those runs around more throughout that 9-inning stretch than just giving up clumps or giving ones and twos here and that's it. Like today, for instance, they won 4-0. They tacked on 2 runs in the bottom of the – or the top of the 8th inning. How important is that as a pitcher? You're going in there knowing that you've got now a 4-run lead versus a 2-run lead. You can make some mistakes. You can afford to have an error in the outfield, or you can – or a guy boots a ball in the infield. That's okay now, because that's the difference between the two. And I think that you're going to start to see – as the defense starts to shore up a little bit more behind pitching, you're going to start to see a little bit more sure-handedness with confidence, and you're going to start to also see that equate into wins.
Oh, I mean, and, you know, you talked about it earlier, Jason, and we've been talking about it this whole season. This team at the beginning of the year in a close game situation, you just didn't have a good feeling about it. I'll just put it like that. When you look at this most recent series, a quick little 3-game series, you know, coming back off the All-Star break, of course, that we talked about it, the natural 1-2-1. When you look at this series, the Naturals really hit the ball really well. They put the ball in play. But they also won close games. First game was a 4-2 victory on Friday night. And then you turn right back around, and Saturday you turn around and you win 4-1. And then today you win 4-0. So, I was just going to say
6 weeks ago, those were all losses. They were. That's the end of the story, is that those were all losses before, and now they're starting to turn into wins.
They are. And then, I mean, you know, you talk about today's win. I mean, I thought today's win was just dominant. I mean, you out-hit them 11-5 today. So, for this series, you out-hit San Antonio, I believe it's 38. I'll get to it here. 31-18 on the series. So Friday night, you out-hit them by 3, 11-8. Yesterday, you out-hit them 9-5. And then today's 4-0 win, they out-hit them 11-5. If this can continue, especially going into the upcoming series with Tulsa, a team that you really kind of crapped the bed against at the beginning of the season, but in the most recent season series, you won all 5 of the 5 games you won against Tulsa in the entire season. When you look at this series right here, Jason, try to take what really worked well, moving it into the upcoming Tulsa game, that you've had a Tulsa team that you've had some success against. What are you looking forward to in the next series?
I'm going to first off tell you that I think that this series is more of a Jekyll and Hyde, really, because the first time that they faced Tulsa, Tulsa had 10 of their top prospects in the organization in Tulsa. They get swept 6-0. Then you turn right around, that team gets gutted, everybody moves up. And then Naturals take 5-6. And so it's like you don't know exactly where that's going to go. And I do need to find – I need to look at their roster a little bit more closely to find out exactly what pieces they still have there in Tulsa from the first to the second time, just to kind of get an idea of what that lineup looks like. But one of the things that I do, and I'm going to bend your mind here for just a second, Wes.
Sure.
And I haven't talked to you about this quite yet. So you have a team that strikes out a lot at the mound that cannot, they're in the bottom half of the Texas League and ground out some flyouts. They have a relief staff that is starting to be a lights out, shut down type staff. And they hit the ball with a ton of power, like you said, but they leave a lot of runners on base. From what I've also listened to with the Raising Royals report, or the KC report that we watch sometimes, what I've noticed is that that's just not the Naturals too. That's across the board. That's them basically as a reflection of the entire league with the parity. It's so frustrating sometimes at this level too, because you start to see the maturation at the plate. Like we were talking before, they've had 3,000 at bats so far this season. They've seen 12,000 pitches, and they are starting to heat up. They're 3 months into the season, and that's why you're starting to see maybe a little bit of a heat check at the plate. But it's so frustrating that you do so well in some spots and then you're atrocious in others, and you're just trying to get up to a solid level ground with both to start to put some wins across. Well, they're starting to put wins together, but you want to see them score more than 3-4 runs. You want to see them score that 6-7-8 number, because when you hit that number, your win percentage goes up exponentially.
Well, I mean, when you look at the Naturals before the break, we saw this team, as you mentioned, very Jekyll and Hyde. Like, you would see this team explode for 16, 14, 15, 18 runs. And then the very next night, which I understand it's baseball, but the very next night, you're scoring one, none, zero, shutout, one hit. When you look at, for example, the last series against Tulsa, you win the first game pretty close. You win the second one 3-2. The only loss of the series was a close one, 5-3. Turn around and win a close one, and then you blow them out. Absolutely blow the doors off of 11-4 to close the series on the road. Another thing I think that is very key to note is every single game played in this series between these two teams has been on the road. So the series is right now 5-7 on the road. And that's, I mean, now they come to a place that when you look at the Naturals this year, they're currently 19-19 versus 14-29 on the road. Arbus Ballpark is where the Naturals play their best baseball. Tulsa has to come to Northwest Arkansas. It's pretty daggum hot up here. I don't know if Tulsa understands that. I mean, I'm sure they do. But the ball.
I need air conditioners for my armpits, man. I can't tolerate this heat.
It's hot, man. It really is. The ball is going to fly out of that field. It already does. We've seen it live and in person. This is going to be a fun series coming up this week, Jason. I know we're definitely looking forward to being out there and covering it. And also look for this show to be live next week from the stadium. There at Arbus Ballpark next Sunday afternoon. But, Jason, when you look at this team, man, you hope for a day game, because the Naturals are currently 9-7 on the season. Night games are not too hot, 24-41. But so far in July, they're now 5-5 on the season. So when you look at that, Jason, you got to say this team is trending in the right direction.
Yeah, honestly, from that first series that they got swept, they held a lead, if I'm not mistaken, 3 or 4 of those games after the fifth inning, and then the bullpen kind of went yak job on them. That's changed. Today, you had your starter, Dalton Basie, go four solid innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs. I do believe a walk. You had four relievers come in after that. Didn't pitch no more than two innings. Right. And they shored it up. They took care of the business. And that's what they've been doing here the last few weeks. You have Tulsa come in now. I don't think that the evening games are going to be equated to losses as much as they have been. Like you said, with the warmer weather, the air is a little thinner. Ball travels a little faster, a little higher. Doesn't die so much in the wind. That wind could be a factor, but it's going to, I don't know what it is, but cold wind always seems to knock a ball down more than a hot wind. Always has. So I think you're going to see some balls really flying out of Northwest, you know, of our best ballpark here. And I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And, you know, when you think back, I mean, you just mentioned the air's a little thinner. You think back to one of the first series of the season, and we were all sitting there in the press box, and there's a ball hit, and we're all like, that's not gone. And then, I mean, I believe
multiple times, too.
Yeah, somebody made the comment, come mid to late July, that ball's out of here by a long way. Now we're here in that season.
Yeah, and you got 6 weeks left of the season. You've got this week, next week, and then all of August. And I think that it's going to be fun to watch. I think you'll start to see a little bit more player movement towards the middle of August. I know that the Royals are going to want to see exactly what they've got in the minors during the month of September. So I think that you'll see some guys get called up in that 53 man. I think that they're going to have some guys that get sent down. It's going to be basically a terminal bus station at the K. I mean, it might be Grand Central Station number 2 in Kansas City. Yeah. That does happen with a lot of these teams that are out of the playoffs. You see that a lot, but first and foremost, you want to see the Naturals come out and compete for a championship, which they still have a really good shot at doing. Yeah. With this being a second season type thing, I think that's what makes it so unique, keeps fans interested, because if you're a Royals fan, I hate to say it like this, but a Kansas St. Louis fan, that pains me because I'm a huge St. Louis fan. But, and I shouldn't say that on this, but I don't care. Oakland A's, by May, y'all checked out. I mean, y'all out. I mean, nobody cares. The only thing that you're looking forward to was what happened last week with the Major League Baseball draft, which I have to say this. It was an incredible show that they put on in Seattle. It was unique. It was one of a kind in that they were doing the draft right before the All-Star game in the middle of the season. Now, the NBA is going to be kind of doing something a little different with having a play-in tournament come in December this year, which is something that we've never seen before. Right. But you don't see the NFL go halfway through the season and say, okay, by the way, we're going to do our draft now. And you just don't see it. And that's what makes it so great.
Great point.
And you've got guys that can come up and take part on the field. I mean, yeah, you had the NFL draft like last year actually last month in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they had it there at, I can't remember the park's name is, which is right near Grand Central State, near Central Station there at the train depot there in Kansas City. But you have a very unique opportunity each year. And I think that baseball's finally coming around and finally getting smart on it, because who the hell wants to see Rob Manfred sit behind a podium in a little box and call out names and have a guy come up? You hear like three pictures being taken. And then he walks off the stage. That literally is the most anticlimactic thing I have ever saw in my entire life. Now, fast forward it to this year. You got the kid come up, opens the draft with the commissioner, and you see Paul Skenes go to Pittsburgh. I'd love to have seen him go to Kansas City personally. I loved it seeing him pitch here in Northwest Arkansas. That just didn't happen.
Man, kidding, man. God, that would have been cool.
But you get Ken Griffey Jr. to be able to do that. Now, what happens if the Royals get All-Star Game at their place? Now you got the draft right down the road, 3.5 hours away, 3 hours away. You think that people are going to be in it if the Naturals could possibly say if Kansas City's got a top five pick? You think some Natural fans aren't going to actually make that trip to Kansas City and say, you know what, I can be sitting on the field or in the stands and watch a guy that I'm going to be able to see 5 minutes down the road in my stadium here in the next year or two?
And yeah, Jason,
you're going to travel.
Heck yeah, you are. And you know, here's the thing. Let's look at this. This you just talked about it, the movement of this organization. Let's talk about it. There's a guy by the name of Gavin Cross, top draft pick, could very well be in Northwest Arkansas here soon. And there's a guy area I know the name. His name's Caden Wallace. And oh, by the way, also happened to be, last time I checked, a top five prospect for the Kansas City Royals organization. Yep. He could very well be here back home. He just played right down the road at FAMU. So, and so does his brother is also in the organization. So that's two Wallaces be able to come back. Hold on.
And Paxton jumped Northwest Arkansas too. He went straight from single to triple. And
he did.
That's the only thing that worries me with seeing Gavin Cross and also with Peyton Wallace is that. With Caden Wall, sorry. Paxton's his brother. Why really mess that up? I've heard that they think that Caden is going to be the future of third. He's not quite there yet. I don't know if it's more at the plate than anything else. They said, I've heard that his glove is solid. I knew his glove was solid here at Arkansas. I'm talking like at the minor league system level. They don't want to bring him along too quickly and really screw with his confidence. And I think with some of that movement, you could see that maybe happen with a couple of these kids. I'm not saying that the Royals want to do that, but they feel like, okay, we need to really find out where we are with some of these guys. And that's maybe why they jumped the way they did. We got to get rid of them.
Yeah. And this is just my opinion, but I think what you're going to see, very similar to the way they did Jonathan Bolin. Now, I know Bolin had some surgeries, Tommy John, things of that nature, but I could see Gavin Cross, possibly even Caden Wallace, both being in Northwest Arkansas. I originally had predicted it by mid-July. I could see it happening. I think they'll be here by August. Then I think they'll start the season and be here for a good portion of it next year. Because I think if you're the Royals organization, it's all about player development, but at the same time, I mean, it's also about creating a buzz throughout your organization of the minor league system. And you bring those two guys up to this fan base. I mean, we just saw it just a few weeks ago, Jason, on July 4th. When there's a buzz around that stadium, people show up. You bring those two guys in here, as well as the rest of the team going on, you know, the way they're playing right now, you could very well see a packed house at Arms Ball.
Yeah, you could. I think it's great for the community. It's great for businesses. It's great for the organization because who doesn't like to say, oh, by the way, we had a sold out house last night. We got one tonight too. You love that. When you have fans that can be invested and understand that they have something that they can latch on to during this part of the season. Because right now, let's face it, this area, we're in talking season with college football. SEC Media Day start tomorrow. And you have that lag between when college baseball ends, which unfortunately for the Razorbacks, it ended a while back ago. And you don't have football start until 1st of August, really. And that's when that kind of picks up again. But you have it could possibly up to be 6 or 7 week lag where they're the only place in town you go to be. And whenever you are able to have the Caden Wallaces or you know, the Jonathan Bolins or the Luca Trash, Jorge Bonifacio, those guys that create a little bit of buzz, you're going to go watch them.
And I mean, a guy like Tyler Tolbert, and I'll be honest with you, Jason, he's been one of my favorite players to cover off season. He can play infield, also go out and play center field, also probably the fastest guy on the team. And he's got a great bat. I mean, he's just, he's a perfect baseball player. And then he also played at UAB. So, you know, he's one, kind of one of those guys that just kind of got it out of the mud in, per se. Just kind of always had his back against the wall. And I really feel like that's what this Naturals organization really kind of is. They really kind of embody that back against the wall mentality. And I feel like they're just a scrappy bunch. And I mean, honestly, I love them to death, man. It's led by their manager, Tommy Shields. He'll straight up tell you how he feels about a question you ask him. I'll tell you that. You ask him a question if you want to. He'll let you know how he feels about him.
You really went there, Wes, didn't you? You really went there.
I'm just saying, man. No, I do. But I think he's perfect for this organization because he's got the knowledge, Jason. You know this. He's got the experience, and he's got a nice staff around him. Cologne, TC, the pitching coach as well. I mean, he's got a great staff around him for an organization that, as we've talked about today, is on the incline. They're trending in the right direction to start the second half of the season.
I think that Tommy Shields makes an incredible, incredible athletics teacher. Horrible school teacher. Great athletics. I mean, great teacher of the game. But, Wes, the next time you go into that office, man, you know what?
That's going to be clipped. That's going to be clipped. I'm sorry, man. That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, I'll definitely let him know, Coach, I'm glad you're a baseball coach and not a teacher. I'll be sure and get those quotes out immediately and let the fans know what he says.
You know, I do want to say something really quick too about Tyler Tolbert, and you talked about his back against the wall. You're starting to see a player's got a little bit of a clutch gene in him against the Wichita Wind Surge earlier this month. And like we were kind of talking about earlier, you go in the backyard, you're playing with your buddies, you're playing by yourself. If buddies had to go home early or something because of dinner, or had to go somewhere, parents made to leave. You're back there and you're always saying, I got bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, two outs, down by three. And what am I doing? I'm hitting a grand salami
3-2 center field
with a 3-2 count at that. And I'm rocking that thing right over the wall every stinking time. But unless you're Tyler Tolbert, that guy does it for real. That guy had his back against the wall, 3-2 count, bottom of the ninth, runners on, and gives him a lead on the top. Or actually, no, it wasn't on the bottom of the ninth. It was in the top. It was in the top of the ninth, both innings, or both games, back-to-back. Yep. But – you have to pull for a guy like that, a guy that sits there and does. He may not be such a vocal leader sometimes. I'm not sure if he is or not, but if they're not, by God, he's leading by example. And he's telling that team, follow me. I'm the guy that can help get us to the point where we want to be, which is a championship. So, you know, whenever you have a guy like that that has a little bit of that clutch gene, you pull for him, but you also want to see him leave. You hate to see him leave, but you also want to see him leave because that means he's doing a hell of a job and he's progressing.
And, I mean, you got guys like him, Bonifacio, and others that are all definite leaders of this team. Jason, man, when you look at this team, like I said, they're coming into a series that will start up Tuesday night here in Northwest Arkansas against the Tulsa Drillers. And we're hoping that the Naturals can drill Tulsa at home. Ha ha. Man, once again, man, it's been a great time sitting down talking some Naturals baseball with
As
you,
always.
Jason. It's been a fun season. Obviously, this has been our first to cover the Naturals, and it's been a very fruitful, a lot of fun, and we're just really enjoying the coverage that they allow us to have.
Yep, most definitely. Well, everybody, thank you for jumping on with us. We had a couple here and there, and we always appreciate that. Also, during the segments, you can also jump in, put your comments up. We'll also read them, talk about them. That's always fun to get that fan interaction with y'all too. But make sure to head out to the ballpark. I know it's going to be a little steamy for sure Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you can weather the heat a little bit, you also got Firework Friday, so you got to make sure to go out for that too as well. But for
yeah,
Westbrook, go ahead.
Real quick, Jason. Tuesday's Buck a Brat night. That's a great, really fun night. There's brats. Wednesday night is baseball bingo, which I do want to go do. That's gonna be really fun. Thursday night's Thursday. Friday night is fireworks. Saturday night is also, I think, a fireworks show as well. Saturday night in Benny, what's his name, Jason?
Benny Pascarito.
That's him. Yeah, that's they're doing a bobblehead giveaway, so somebody can get a bobblehead. And then Sunday.
Can't wait for that guy to get back on the field too, man. After surgery like that and having to miss the season, I really hope he can get back next year and really get after it.
Me too. And then Sunday is Family Fun Day, Dollar Hot Dog Day. And you can come holler at us from Four Star. We'll be out there in the outfield pregame out by the happy hour little lounge thing out there in left field.
On a side note really quick, on Dollar Hot Dog Night, do you pull a promotion and try to get Joey Chestnut to come in for that?
Man, I don't know. The problem is the man can eat 62 hot dogs in like 90 seconds. So you'd have to have them cooking and feeding just as quick as you.
That's so true, man. All right, for Wes Pruitt, I'm your host, Jason Patterson, tonight. And this has been the Naturals Insider Report. And everybody, thank you for jumping on.